The information was revealed at Monday's board meeting for the Military Installation Development Authority, or MIDA. MIDA wants to build a luxury hotel near the Jordanal Gondola at Deer Valley. An Extel development company, known for its first-class properties in New York City, wants to work with them. Extel has a contract to buy 2,400 acres next to Deer Valley. The land goes from the top border of Blue Ledges, which Extel owns, down to the Jordanal Dam and all the way up to Guardsman's Pass. The land includes Deer Valley ski terrain, and Extel would acquire Deer Valley's lease for the land. Extel Representative Van Haymeyer says the company has plans to build a ski village on the land.
The 3.8 million square feet of residential, 500,000 square feet of commercial, and 254 estate lots. This main street from end to end is about a half mile, so it's comparable to Park City's main street from top to bottom, if you can, that puts it in perspective.
Haymeyer said there would also be a parking garage for 800 cars at the end of the village. He acknowledged the project is a bit of a departure from what Extel does. The company has developed about $10 billion in luxury real estate, mostly in downtown Manhattan. But he says Extel owner Gary Barnett really wants to be in the Park City market. That's why he bought Blue Ledges in 2015, and also why Extel bought the Four Seasons in Vail in late 2016. Haymeyer said his company wanted to learn firsthand how to operate a luxury brand in a seasonal business. He says Extel's working closely with Deer Valley on the master ski plan for the entire Mayflower area, which includes 7 new lifts. And they plan on having skiers on the new runs before the new rooms are even built.
Extel and Deer Valley have agreed to move forward with skiing while the master planning process is being completed and infrastructure starts to go in on the site. So we anticipate identifying at least 2 to 3 of the lifts that would open up the best ski terrain for the Mayflower area.
Extel would like their Mayflower property to include the MIDA Hotel. MIDA's agreement with Wells Fargo to put the hotel on a nearby 6-acre parcel expired, and now MIDA will consider both properties. Haymeyer says Extel's strong financials will make them a good partner.
The market ebbs and flows, and when the capital markets dry up, EB-5 funding market is at its strongest. So it allows Extel on large projects like this that are not as recession dependent because they're ultra luxury properties. There is definitely some impact to the wealthy during those times, but it's really nice to be able to continue to have a source of funding so that you can build through the ups and downs.
Once the purchase of the Mayflower property is complete, Haymeyer says the entire ski village will be built in 13 phases that will take 25 to 35 years to complete. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.